Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, back to the Grape Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
10:34 on Sports on a Sunday morning. Well, recently, Lindenwood University on Monday announced the hiring of Keith Fisher as the next head coach of the men's hockey program. Fisher arrives in St. Charles after spending 13 seasons on the staff at Penn State, and he arrives on the airwaves of KMOX right now. You're going to be introduced tomorrow, so I appreciate you taking a little advanced time with us on KMOX. How are you?
The St. Charles, St. Louis area late last night, and going to do a little house hunting today, and looking forward to the announcement tomorrow at Centene Center.
You're a Minnesota native. What do you know about St. Louis as a hockey town?
Well, it's funny. I've always been a Blues fan because I was a huge Brett Hull fan. He played at Minnesota Duluth in college, and that was my team growing up. So I always followed the Blues, and I always had Blues posters in my bedroom as a Brett Hull fan. So secretly, I always been a St. Louis Blues fan, and I know St. Louis is a great hockey market. In my time with the Omaha Lancers, Princeton, and Penn State, we've always had St. Louis players on it. This is a great hockey town, a great hockey market, and really excited to get going.
And you were just here at the Frozen Four, so you got a view close up of fans right on top of you. That I was there with my daughter. That was an incredible weekend at Enterprise Center.
It was a great experience to be a part of. I wish we could have stayed a couple days longer. But that just shows the passion and enthusiasm that the fans of St. Louis have, you know, not only for the Blues, but hockey in general. And hopefully we can take that passion and keep growing Lindenwood hockey.
The 2020 Terry Flanagan Award winner, Keith Fisher, honored as the nation's top assistant, as well as your career body of work. You have coached 3 Big Ten Players of the Year, 2 coming on the defensive side, 12 all-conference performers, a pair of All-Americans, 3 NHL players while at Penn State. It's been a great run at Penn State, Keith. What drew you to Lindenwood?
Well, I think kind of the situation I got into at Penn State, it's building a program from scratch. We went from ACHA to the NCAA Division I into the Big Ten. We're in that same transition here at Lindenwood, you know, and it's an exciting time to be a part of the program, just with their whole athletic department moving up from Division II to Division I, and to help build a program and to put your stamp on a program. And I hope to build this up like we built up the program at Penn State, where I consider Penn State, you know, a top 10, top 15 program in the country right now.
Lindenwood with some big wins recently, within the last year, knocking off Wisconsin, the likes of some of the better ones, Keith.
Yeah, I give the last staff a lot of credit. I think they did a great job kind of developing the culture and bringing the guys together, and they had some big wins. You know, and I think they did a great job recruiting and leaving us here with a lot of great players. So a lot of credit goes to them, but we're still in that building stages. And, you know, they had 8 wins last year, and it's my goal to take it up, you know, keep building on that, keep building on that. And hopefully we're playing in NCAA tournaments. You know, I can't give you a timetable on that, but that's our goal, is to keep building this program and, you know, go from 8 to 10 to 12, 14, 16, you know, however increments we go. But we want to keep building this thing, and we have everything here at Lindenwood to do that.
Keith Fisher is the new head coach at Lindenwood University. My daughter is going to Miami of Ohio in the fall. I see Lindenwood on her schedule. She's going to go to all the games, whether it's in Oxford. She may have to travel to go see the Red Hawks as well. That should be fun. Just tell us about, you, from your perspective, college hockey, why it has been so attractive to so many through the years.
Well, I look at our developmental model for the NHL. You know, previously guys had 2 options: to go to the Canadian Hockey League, where they have to sign when they're 15 years old, or choose to play college. And more guys are choosing to play college. And you just look at the developmental model in college hockey, where you can practice all week, you work out all week, you're putting on muscle, you're putting on weight, and guys are stepping in right in the National Hockey League and making a big-time impact. You know, now with the recent rule changes in NCAA making the CHL players available, there's going to be a big influx in talent across, you know, college hockey. And I think that's going to bring up the whole level of college hockey. So, I mean, you're going to have a big-time product, and this is going to be a big-time stepping stone for players to play college hockey, get an unbelievable degree, and they can still chase their dreams of playing in the National Hockey League. So it's a win-win overall. But I just think the developmental model, I think the college life, you know, fits a lot of people. And we can see the impact that guys are making from college hockey into the NHL now.
Hey, look at Jimmy Snuggerud. He just walks right into the Blues in a playoff race. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It doesn't surprise me after playing against him for 3 years. You know, I mean, he's a big-time player, and you're going to see more and more of that. Guys stepping right from college hockey right into National Hockey League lineups, whether it's the playoffs or regular season, and making a big-time impact. And I think Jimmy's going to be a big-time player for the Blues. I mean, I'm lucky I don't have to coach against him anymore, because he scored a lot of goals against us at Penn State.
Now you get to go see him. On your off days, you might be able to go watch a little Blues hockey downtown. That's got to be appealing, being in a hockey-centric city. You mentioned this in the beginning, that you've seen a lot of St. Louis players through the years, but it really has grown, hasn't it, Keith? I mean, this is a hotbed right now for young players.
I mean, it is, and I take my experience all the way back. You know, I was with the Omaha Lancers, and right away we had Jan Stasny on my first year team there, and then we had Paul Stasny and Jeff Lovecchio, you know, our big names here, and that's almost, you know, 24 years ago. So I go back that far, but then you look at the draft class when we had, you know, the 5 first rounders. So, I mean, it's grown incredibly here. But a lot of that you look at is like a lot of the Blues alumni have stayed here throughout the years, and that's what makes it so appealing. So, you know, if those guys are staying in this area, you know, it's a great place to live and raise kids. But those guys have gotten involved and done a great job with the youth hockey around here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And I think that's part of the reason that it's grown, that they've given back. You know, they've done a great job coaching. I know Jeff Brown has coached at many different levels, and as well as a lot of the Blues. So I think that's a big part of it. But it is a big-time hockey market. You look at two pro sports teams here are the Blues and the Cardinals. You know, you don't have the NFL. You don't have the NBA. And that's what makes it so appealing. And, you know, those are two big-time, ultra-successful franchises in their respective sports.
And once you win a cup, like we did here in St. Louis, at least I'm speaking for myself, I guess, having grown up here and grew up a Blues fan, is I pay even more attention now to the Stanley Cup Final than I ever did. Knowing what it takes to see my team win it and what it's like to win it, I'm always fascinated. And our final thing here, your breakdown of what's going on there. I was asked this morning, can Edmonton force a game 7 against Florida? I said, well, sure, they can. I mean, two very, very exciting teams. Florida looks like the better team to me, but Edmonton is incredibly explosive.
I mean, Edmonton has the two best players in the series with Draisaitl and McDavid. I mean, you can't take that away from them. I just look at the depth and structure of Florida, and they've been there. But you talk about it's a grind. I mean, this is the third year in a row that they play in the Stanley Cup Final. I mean, that's really limiting your summers. And, I mean, it is a grind. And, you know, Florida goes four lines deep, which I think is huge. I know last night McDavid had over 25 minutes on the ice, and that takes a toll on your body. And they're in back-to-back finals years as well. And but it's been an exciting final, and could Edmonton come back? For sure. When they were down 3-0 last year, I thought, okay, this is over, and they forced the game 7. So, you know, when you have two of the best players in the world on the same team, anything can happen. But, man, does Florida look good right now?
They sure do. What a series it has been. Really excited for you. Great to have you part of our sports community, and good luck to the Lions and everything with the men's ice hockey program there. Head coach Keith Fisher, he'll be introduced tomorrow in a press conference on campus and has joined us on KMOX this morning. Thank you so much, Keith.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Great, great stuff. Hockey town, no doubt about it. Lindenwood is really climbing right now in college hockey. So is Maryville, by the way. They're putting some resources into Maryville quite a bit. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll head out to Worldwide Technology Raceway. General Manager Chris Blair putting the finishing touches on that track before the Bomarito Automotive Group 500 tonight. We get out there next on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.